So Ben, I came across something interesting while looking at regional airports. Bryansk International Airport in Russia, code UUOB. Have you heard of it?
Bryansk? Honestly, no. Where is that exactly?
It's in western Russia, Bryansk Oblast. The airport's about 14 kilometers northwest of the city center. What caught my attention is just how much this place reflects the whole story of post-Soviet regional aviation.
Ah, okay. So this is one of those airports that's seen better days?
Exactly. It was established mid-20th century, so Soviet era, to serve what was apparently a pretty important industrial city. During Soviet times, it had regular connections to Moscow, other major cities, the usual hub-and-spoke setup they had.
And let me guess, the 1990s weren't kind to it.
You got it. Classic post-Soviet decline. The whole economic transition just devastated regional aviation across the former Soviet Union. Bryansk was no exception.
What kind of infrastructure are we talking about here? Is this a big facility?
No, pretty modest, actually. Single runway, designation 1432, about 2,500 meters long, which is decent. It's concrete and asphalt, can handle medium-range aircraft. We're talking 2-154s, Boeing 737s, Airbus A320 family.
So the runway itself is capable, at least.
Right, the bones are there. But the terminal? That's a different story. It's a single, relatively small building. Sounds like classic Soviet architecture. Basic check-in, limited waiting areas, minimal shops or dining. No jet bridges, so you're walking downstairs onto the tarmac.
Very no frills.
Very. And here's the thing that really struck me. The operations have been so inconsistent. The source says commercial service has been limited or intermittent in recent years.
Meaning what? They're barely operating.
Well, historically, they had airlines like Rossiya Airlines, Russline doing some routes, mainly Moscow connections when they were running, some seasonal charters to resort destinations. But currently, it sounds like it's most general aviation, maybe some cargo, occasional charters. Scheduled passenger service is questionable.
Wow. So if you're planning a trip, you really need to check if there's even a flight.
The source literally says visitors should verify operational status before planning travel because service levels vary so much. That's not great for an international airport.
What's the problem? Just low demand.
Multiple issues, really. Limited passenger demand in the region, for one. But here's a key factor. Bryansk is only about 370 kilometers from Moscow.
Oh, so you can drive it.
Or take a train. Why deal with the hassle and cost of a flight when you can get there by ground transport? It's that classic problem for regional airports near major cities.
Right, like why fly from Hartford to New York when you can just drive or take the train?
Exactly that dynamic. Plus, there's just limited investment. These smaller Russian regional airports are struggling to maintain commercial viability. Without government subsidies, many of them just can't make it work.
So, what's the future look like? Are they trying to turn it around?
The source is pretty realistic about it, actually. They mention potential for infrastructure modernization, maybe restored scheduled services if the regional economy develops. There's talk about possibly focusing more on cargo. Bryansk does have an industrial base.
That could make sense. Cargo doesn't need all the passenger amenities.
True, but the overall assessment is pretty cautious. The future depends on regional economic development, government policy on regional connectivity, whether they can get subsidies. It's uncertain.
It's kind of sad, though, right? This was probably a bustling place during Soviet times.
Yeah, you can imagine it. Regular flights, connecting workers and families, part of this whole national network, and now it's just struggling to justify its existence.
Do we know what the passenger experience is like for those who do use it?
Pretty bare bones. Standard security screening, limited baggage handling, basic comfort facilities. For ground transportation, you've got taxis and private cars, but limited public transport options. No rail connection to the airport.
And it's elevated, right? What was it? 600 something feet?
663 feet above sea level. Yeah, nothing dramatic. It's at coordinates 53 degree 12, 51N, 3410, 35E, if anyone wants to look it up on a map.
This really highlights how different aviation infrastructure can be depending on economic and political context. In some countries, a city would fight to keep its airport running no matter what.
And in others, the economics just don't work. Though I wonder if there's a strategic element too, national connectivity, emergency services, that kind of thing.
Good point. Even if it's not profitable, there might be other reasons to keep it operational. Military use, disaster response.
The source mentions it has fire and rescue services meeting Russian aviation requirements, basic air traffic control, instrument landing systems, so it's maintained to standards, just underutilized.
Such a contrast to airports that are bursting at the seams with traffic. This one's just waiting for something to change.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe regional development happens, maybe government policy shifts, maybe there's renewed focus on connecting secondary cities. But for now, it's in this limbo state.
Bryansk International Airport, a case study in post-Soviet regional aviation challenges.
That's a good summary. Worth remembering that not every airport is thriving, and economic transitions can have really long-lasting effects on infrastructure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for bringing this one to my attention, not one I would have stumbled across otherwise.
Anytime. Sometimes the struggling airports tell more interesting stories than the successful ones.